Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
And welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Leon Kurtzer, who's CEO at Jubilee Metals. How are you today, Leon?
Doing good, thank you. Thank you, Zach.
I'm just looking at the RNS today, lots of financial highlights. What for you are the most important ones? I'm guessing the earnings growth, but I'll let you answer the question.
Thank you, Zach. There's a few numbers, I suppose, that I believe stand out for me. Of course, there's the obvious, the earnings growth supported by strong operational numbers to show that the earnings growth comes out of growth, not just market metal prices. But a number that stands out for me is if you look at the capital we as a group invested over that 12-month period. You know, for a company our size, we invested nearly £26 million of capital into growth into our company. It just shows how aggressively we are growing the company and investing into sustained growth for our group. And that number stands out for me, beyond, of course, the fact that operationally, we doubled our PGM ounces, we doubled our chrome operations. All of this is all great before we even start on Zambia and our copper. But I think there's a few numbers there that shows we are maturing as a business. We're capitalizing our business very strongly out of our cash flows, and we're doing it without asking shareholders to bear the brunt of that investment.
Now, how much more capex is required, or have you done sort of whatever you need to do for this stage or for the time being?
No. We are entering into a relatively strong capitalization period, of course, in Zambia, where we are, you know, on the back of acquiring our copper refinery, bringing in our copper transactions on tailings, where we now sit with this very impressive 270 million tons of surface material. We now have to build our concentrating facilities from where we then refine that concentrate to final metal in the refinery. So we are targeting to build 3 concentrators over the next 2.5-year period, and that capital will come out of our cash flows and various debt providers, institutional debt providers for the group.
So at the moment, the finances are self-sustaining, and basically it's just about producing as much as you can in the current environment.
Oh, absolutely, Zach. I mean, we, from the PGM business side, the platinum, palladium, rhodium side, ruthenium doing really well. Metal prices are really high. So we are really pushing to maximize our output of the metals at the moment, which is bringing in very strong cash flows for the group and supports our capital program. And very much so, yes. So we it's self-funding. And funding off our balance sheet, because our balance sheet is so unleveraged that we're now using that balance sheet to drive the next capitalization for the Zambian growth.
I think we discussed before, we said that, you know, tailing sound like there's a little bit, but it's actually quite a lot. But are you looking for more places and more tailings, more assets to scoop up, or are you okay for now?
I think we'll never stop looking. If the opportunity presents, we're there. You know, we've taken a leading position in this industry. It's over 2-3 years of investing into developing processes, understanding what we're doing. So we want to capitalize on that lead. We want to capitalize on that capital that we've invested. So we definitely are continuously looking for further opportunities, but they have to be significant. You know, we've amassed a very large asset in Zambia with 270 million tons of copper and cobalt tails. We're not just going to go after every second small opportunity. We would be very, very selective in what we pursue on the back of what we already have.
Right, and obviously it's one thing to produce all this stuff. How is the demand going? What's the marketplace like for you?
We're fortunate in the metals that we are in, Zach. On the PGM side, of course, platinum, palladiums, rhodium, ruthenium's all at near record highs in pricing, massive demand, and the demand is outstripping the industry's ability to deliver those ounces, which is good for us in the business. Copper has seen tremendous support. You know, we tested over this past week yet again above $7,000 per ton of copper cathode produced. So very strong demand for those metals, and I think we're getting the metal cycle just right. we are in our first copper project. Will be coming into fruition early next year, followed by a very large Project Elephant, as we call it, all coming on stream as the copper cycle is starting to show a huge promise for us and for the industry. So good, strong demand for our metals. Chrome is always a fluctuating market. We've sort of buffered ourselves against that market fluctuations by rather going into a offtake term with our third-party suppliers, where we operate at a fixed margin, and our margin slowly increases as our efficiency improves, as our numbers show. Our chrome margin is strong, positive, and isn't exposed to that heavily fluctuating chrome market. So all in all, a very good basket of metals for us at the moment.
Leon Kurtzer, CEO at Jubilee Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.